Chapter 4. Delderton. Tally was right. There was no lovelier place in England. A west country valley with a wide river flowing between rounded hills towards the sea. Sheltered from the north winds, everything grew at Delderton. Primroses and violets in the meadows, campions and bluebells in the woods, and later in the year, foxgloves and willow herb. A pair of otters lived in the river. Kingfishers skimmed the water, and russet Devon cows, the same colour as the soil, grazed the fields and wandered like cows in paradise. But it was children, not cows or kingfishers, that Delderton mainly grew. 20 years earlier, a very rich couple from America came and built a school on the ruins of Delderton Hall, with its jousting ground and ancient yews, and they spared no expense, for they believed that only the best was good enough for children, and they were as idealistic as they were wealthy. The new Delderton was built round a central courtyard. The walls were lined with cream stucco, the windows had green shutters, the archway that led into the building was crowned by a tower with a blue clock adorned by gold numbers and a brilliantly painted weather vane in the shape of a cockerel. And the ancient cedar that had sheltered the lawns of the old hall was saved and grew in the centre of the courtyard. Inside the building, too, the American founders spared no expense. Each child had its own room, only a small one, but private. The common rooms had well-sprung sofas, the pianos in the music rooms were Steinways, and the library housed over 10,000 books. But what was important to the founders was not the building. It was what the school would mean to the children who came to it. For Delderton was to be a progressive school. A school where the children would be free to follow their instincts and develop in a natural way. There would be no bullyings or beatings, no competitive sports where one person was ranked above another, no exams, just harmony and self-development in the glorious Devon countryside. A school where the teachers would be chosen for their loving kindness and not their degrees. And this was exactly what had happened.